Moose, welcoming to the conversation here on WCCO. Actually, welcoming back here a gentleman that we like to converse with from time to time, all things tech. Julio Ojeda Zapata joins us from the St. Paul Pioneer Press. Welcome back.
Hey, how's it going?
Going great. So before we get into this conversation on Apple's upcoming developers conference, congratulations to Mary. She picks up tickets to go see our very own Geralyn Steele this Monday night at the Old Log. I have one more pair of tickets we'll throw your way before I get out of here at 10 o'clock. So Monday is the big kickoff for an entire week of all things Apple.
Well, no, it's just, there's a big developers conference, but the really big day is on Monday, when Apple has its keynote and they make all their big announcements.
And what are we expecting to hear from Apple? Because I know...
Well, it's a developer conference, so obviously we're almost certain to hear about the new version of the iPhone operating system and the new version of the Mac operating system. So that's kind of a given. Beyond that, we're in the realm of speculation, but there's a very high probability that we're going to hear about new Macintosh computers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the MacBook Air, you know, the really thin MacBook Air laptop, which is really sexy. That hasn't been updated in a while. The MacBook Pro laptop is due for an update. There are people that like to use there's a tower Mac called the Mac Pro that hasn't been updated in like 3 years. There's a high likelihood we're going to see some hot new hardware next week. What we probably will not see are new iPhones or iPads. That's probably later in the year.
Are we going to see a bigger screen ever for the iPhone?
Again, we're in the realm of speculation here, but the likelihood is Apple is going to release sort of an interim update that will look very much like the one we have today. And then the hypothetical iPhone 6 after that, the year after that, you know, possibly might have a larger screen.
Because I got to say, Samsung's Galaxy is just killing them on that.
Yeah, that's an interesting argument. I am of the opinion that the Galaxy is crazy big. I guess I'm a Latino guy with small hands, but
but you look around, you see a lot of people, and this is what I find telling. I see more and more women with that phone.
Yeah. But I think it's much too big. I like small phones, but everybody has sort of a different opinion on that. The Samsung phones generally, though, are very, very nice.
Yeah, it's a good phone. I'm an iPhone guy myself, but I do find myself from time to time going, man, I wish the screen was just a little bit bigger. And I'm sitting on an iPhone 4 now that the top on-off switch has gone out on me. And so now I'm sitting here going, okay, I guess I can limp along until I can get to the next generation. What's it going to be?
Yeah, so in the fall, probably we're going to see, something that might be called the iPhone 5S or something like that.
Okay, well, what about some of these other rumors that we're hearing out there? iRadio?
Yeah, that's another really very interesting rumor. As I understand it, based on what I've heard from the rumor mill, Apple is going to do something. Are you familiar with Pandora?
Oh, very much so. And I guess I would wonder what kind of a deal are they going to cut with the record labels, because it's all predicated on what kind of a deal you can cut. Pandora right now, that's part of what is their Achilles heel, is the money they're paying to the record labels.
Yeah, so apparently Apple has already cut deals with the top three labels to roll out what is being called an iRadio service that, based on what I've heard, will be free and ad-supported. And
You just said ad supported?
Advertising supported.
Okay, right. So kind of like the Pandora model.
Yeah, and the nice thing about that is Apple's ads, their iAds as they call them, are very, very elegant, very, very nice looking. So the package is going to be very appealing. And I imagine that if you're playing iRadio and you hear a song you like, you can run over to your computer or pick up your iPhone and just tap to buy. And that's probably the whole...
Well, the record labels would love that.
Yeah, exactly.
But, I don't know why they haven't made that model work better with Pandora.
Yeah, but I personally don't use, Spotify and some of these services that you have to pay for. I quite honestly, I'm a little bit of a cheapskate. That's why I like Pandora. And if Apple, follows that model, I'll be really happy.
What about Google? Why wouldn't they want to try to jump in on this game?
Actually, they already have. They announced a subscription service at their big Google I/O event.
No, I knew about the subscription service, but I'm kind of surprised that a company with that scale and size wouldn't realize that. Look, we could probably monetize the transaction for the music if somebody wants to buy it or the video, rather than charge you up front for the a la carte service.
And that's a very interesting point you're making. And what I find interesting is every company is taking a slightly different approach. Like, for instance, Google gives you a massive amount of free space, like, to upload all the music that you own. So, like, I took my entire music library and uploaded it to Google for free, and it's sitting up there in the cloud, and I can play it from any device I want.
Sure, and so can the federal government now.
But they're charging a subscription fee for the streaming. On the photo side, for instance, interesting things are happening there. Like Flickr just did a new thing where they're giving you 1 terabyte of space for free.
Wow, that's a decent amount of space. All
right, so resolution, yeah.
All right, so we're talking iRadio, which if it doesn't cost anything, could be significant. What about TV apps and Apple TV? Because that's really been a closed microcosm of a world. And there's been rumors that they may open that up to let some others get into writing apps for TV, Apple TV.
Yeah, that would be very interesting if they allow that to happen. My guess is that we won't hear anything about that on Monday, because Apple is working on some kind of big TV product or service. That's very clear. Apple has already hinted strongly that they're doing that.
Yeah, in the Steve Jobs book, there's a I cracked the code kind of whole section there.
Yeah, and Tim Cook, when he was at the D conference, he made very strong suggestions about that.
What do you think that is?
Well, in all likelihood, it's some kind of a TV product.
Yeah, but does it combine the best of the Xbox Kinect capabilities and you talking to your TV or looking at your TV? And
yeah, the talking part is very big. When Microsoft recently announced their Xbox One, one of the killer features of that device. Excuse me, I'm a little hoarse because I've been sick. I'm going to cough here for a second. One of the killer features of the Xbox One was being able to control it with speech.
They were demoing that out at the Mall of America.
Yeah,
it was
exactly.
A big deal.
So you can say go to TV, go to the games, and so forth. So that is huge, and Apple already has its foot in that pond with Siri. So they would presumably have a version of Siri that would do, pretty much the same thing. They would take the functionality of the little Apple TV box and integrate it with the TV. I'm speculating here what they'll do, and they'll probably have some surprises. But what they will at some point do is have a special event for TV products, possibly in the fall.
Interesting.
So we're not going to hear about that on Monday, I don't think.
Yeah, but I can see where, Apple could take and through their own TV, somebody's, wearing a certain jacket or outfit, you could freeze frame it, click on it, and buy that jacket.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, it sounds interesting. Yeah.
If you think about the ways that you can monetize stuff like that. What about the gesturing? Because, a lot of us, you use a computer and maybe you have the laptop that you have the one finger that you're, moving the mouse around. But now there's multiple gestures or finger swipes. You can do 1, 3, 2, and it all means different stuff.
Yeah, you raise a very good point. Microsoft has its Kinect product. You're familiar with that, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Xbox One has a vastly upgraded version of the Kinect. The Kinect is what you're talking to when you're doing voice commands, and the Kinect also is exponentially more sensitive about detecting what's happening in a room. It can recognize more people at the same time.
Yeah, my experience is, though, you have to spend some time connecting with that box to really teach it who you are and the others in the room.
Yeah, but this one has vastly upgraded capabilities. It can actually recognize who is who.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's huge, and other people are doing similar things. There's a product called Leap Motion, which is just a little box. It's a little box that you sort of connect to your computer, and that little box, you just kind of sitting in front of you on your desk, can detect all your motions, and it can detect the most subtle, you know, movements of your fingers. They've demoed it, and when they demoed that, that made, you know, the current version of Kinect look absurdly primitive by comparison.
Well, I'm just thinking of it from the gaming industry.
Yeah.
You know, Call of Duty fans and folks that like to play games or fly airplanes or whatever else, you know, spacecraft.
I'm going to tell you, though, my son and his friends are massive Xbox players.
Mm-hmm.
And I've sort of nudged them towards all this motion stuff, and they're not having it. They don't care. They still want to use the handheld controller.
Interesting. Well,
yeah.
Until somebody comes along and shows them what, you know, because Steve Jobs was so good at that. You know, I always felt, and we'll maybe see another one in our lifetime like that, that could come in and just, by his own instincts and observations of people, he didn't need the focus groups, just showed you this, and then you went, yeah, I want that, or I like how that works ergonomically.
Yeah. And there's no one person like that, but I got to tell you, Google as an organization is doing a Steve Jobs, because they collectively are creating as much excitement now as Steve Jobs ever did.
Sure.
Very interesting.
We're talking tech and Apple and the upcoming developers conference, which starts up on Monday with St. Paul Pioneer Press's Julio Ojeda Zapata, the consumer tech reporter, who's been fighting one heck of a cold and a troubled voice, my friend. I appreciate the efforts for hanging in there tonight. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, we'll see what Monday brings. Moose Miller sitting in for Jordana Green tonight here on WCC.